domestic problems. So, Walter Heller, every day, Bill Wirtz, Commerce, and all of them, into the night, already have to say hello.
Whether your telegram to John Reynolds breached the White House policy in interfering with primaries. At the moment, I did not have all the facts. I have them now. It's bound to come up at my 5 o'clock briefing, and I thought you should know the facts. Apparently, this dinner was solely and simply to get money for his campaign against Wallace, and it was advertised as such. The file has a letter signed by Pat Lucy inviting people to the thing. And the purpose of the dinner was to carry Reynolds' brave fight against Wallace into the home of every Wisconsin citizen via television. Now that in itself is not too serious, except today out in Wisconsin, Governor Reynolds said that, quote, the most prejudiced people in America are the Anglo-Saxons down south, period, unquote. And he has another quote about the 4th District has been the most liberal district throughout all of our elections. I say that in fairness, the people of Polish descent, the most prejudiced people in America, are the Anglo-Saxons down south, unquote. And so I think today I should say that as far as we were concerned, this was just a Democratic fundraising dinner, and there certainly isn't anything unusual about sending a telegram to a Democratic fundraising dinner in honor of the governor of a state. And then John Gronowski will just have to stand still, I think, and say he had a misunderstanding. But we weren't informed that it was anything else. Otherwise, I think they're going to tag you with that Anglo-Saxons down south business.
All right.
Number two, this Time magazine story is swollen to proportions. I have been asked for comment on it. The position I am taking is that I've covered all of the facts fully, and that certainly I wouldn't comment on stories produced by individual magazines. And I just should just stand on that.
Who has raised it with you?
Merriman Smith of UPI said that one of the wire services, by that he means AP, although I can't find it on the AP wire, is picking up the Time story and the Newsweek story.
Well, I think it's all right.
Okay, I'll just stand where I am, that's sir. I think I'll give them a lid as soon as this briefing is over. And the only item I have that's worth a damn that I've been checking around frantically is that agriculture has available $2 million for Alaska for Farmer Home Administration loans. I'm trying to get hold of Gronowski. He's in the air and won't land in New Orleans until 5 o'clock.
What does that thing look like?
In Wisconsin?
Mm.
I think it looks very bad, sir. I know that district real well. There's a bunch of poles there. They sure hate Negroes, and they hate Jews. And they sent Gronowski out there. Ken O'Donnell said he didn't want him to go, but Gronowski said that he had to go out to speak to some postal workers in Madison anyway. And I just don't think that looks good. Wallace has got your prestige too much into the thing. I can't imagine Wallace carrying the state, but I can imagine getting an awful lot of votes in Madison and maybe up around that Fond du Lac district where you get a lot of anti-Negro and anti-Jewish feeling. The state, everybody, and the worst part is everybody around here thinks Wisconsin's a liberal state. Well, it's not. The old Follets were liberal about labor and liberal about farm, but that was it, everything else there. Pretty much like our John Birchers.
Okay.
Oh, that's it, sir.